Hello, and welcome to that Eurovision podcast, Eurovision with a slice of life. My name is Rory, and I am stressed today. I have had so many deadlines this week, and I am just ready to delve in to something that is way more relaxing and fun, even though it still has been incredibly stressful because God knows we've got so many different songs going on. It's absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, joining me,
Jazzy, not been the most quiet week. I've been busy with a lot of the articles, and I have also been at work all week. So that is fun. That was fun. I literally posted Germany's article while I was at work. Anyway,
you were lucky.
I was lucky. Like, I was like, I did not think that article was going to get out on time at all, and luckily it did. But yeah. And also very stressed because Wi-Fi's not working.
This is going to be an interesting recording session, but we'll see what happens. I've already shamed Jazzy on Twitter, so.
Check our Twitter for it, honestly.
She just froze like she was going to kill us all. Hi, it's Rosie. I am very excited to be here. Oh my God, there has been so much stuff going on. We have so many new songs, so many opinions, and I am very excited to have a platform where someone might actually listen to what those opinions are.
Yeah, honestly, it's literally been one of the busy... Why do countries leave it to the last minute to release their songs? I do not know. No idea. But yes, unfortunately, again, we are without a Tim this week. He has unfortunately given himself to Diablo, El Diablo. So that means that we are having to do it without him. Hopefully he might decide to sell his, like, I don't know, maybe the devil will ask for his soul back. I don't know. Who knows? He might want to.
Does this devil wear Prada?
Like, maybe the devil will just turn around and say, I don't feel hate.
Who knows? I don't feel hate, but I want a refund. Oh, God. Anyway, we've got lots to talk about, so let's just jump right into it.
Okay, I'm going to be leading the news this week, and we had three national selections this weekend that gave us new entries, first of which was Norway, and the winning entry was Tix with Fallen Angel. How do we all feel about this?
I will go first. I am perfectly happy with this song. Now, I know a lot of people on social media have been saying, oh, Monument was better, blah, 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 blah. I like Monument. I like Fallen Angel. And I feel like a lot of people on social media have been giving Tix a really, really hard time. And I just think it's so unnecessary. If you don't like his song, just be quiet. Just like, don't go flooding his social medias with unnecessary hate. Like, just stop. Like, it is so much easier for a lot of people to just say nothing rather than put your energy into just being needlessly nasty. And sorry that to have that rant on this podcast, but it needed to be said.
Anyway, stream I Don't Feel Hate by Jendrik Sigurd.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom always told me, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And I think that should be said for the majority of this fandom, because they've given such unnecessary hate to this man, and he does not deserve it. Just because he was more popular than your favorite doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you can't, like, that does not give you the right to send him death threats. It does not give you the right to say anything about him. You do not know what he's going through. So yeah, I'm very annoyed about that. But in terms of the song, it's all right. I mean, it's not my favorite. My favorite in that national selection, once Anna Finn was cruelly taken out of the semifinals, was Blossomafian. So I was very happy to see Blossomafian make it through to the top four, which I was not expecting at all, because I think everyone was thinking that it was going to be Rayleigh. But I'm interested to see how it's going to go. If it's this divisive already at the start of the season, who knows how it's going to be when it gets to May?
I think it's an interesting one because it's one of those songs for me where I feel like I see it and I think this is an objectively good song. It's well performed, it's well polished, it's got a great stage show. It doesn't do anything for me. And when we've had so many strong songs this year, that is something that makes me put it quite low down my ranking list. And I feel bad for doing that. And I'm quite self-aware about the fact that, yes, I was a massive Monument fan. I'm still a massive Monument fan. And I don't want to come across as that person that's just like, I'm just bitter about Kano not winning. Like, I've just been streaming Dancing in the Smoke for the last week. I deal with it. But yeah, the song itself to me just feels a bit average. And the last thing I come to Eurovision for is average. I really hope it does well. I think it might well do very well, not least because he's currently one of the only male performers in the second half of his semi. So I think that will really stand out. One thing I am really hyped for is the fact that they, on the one hand, it's sad because they're going to have to lose one of the angels because six people on stage. On the other hand, Tix, five angels, pentagram, spooky as fuck. I'm here for it.
Are we manifesting things here? Are we planting seeds of the occult?
We are. We are planting seeds.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just a small thing and it'll make me happy, okay?
I'm just going to echo what Rosie said, that this could actually do very well. I could see that a juror may not think very much of this. However, I do really think that with that stage in the telly vote, well, we've seen songs like this be like the telly vote just go a bit crazy for them. And even though the song themselves are average, like Higher Ground, Rasmussen, Color of Your Life, Michael Schwach, I could see this getting a very similar result. Just because like the lyrics, like everything about it just screams top 10 telly vote, bottom five jury in the final. And that is not a bad place to be because you can still come in the top 10 depending on how other countries do. So it's not necessarily a bad thing for Tix right now to be in that position.
I think it also says a lot that a song that is really quite well produced and really quite good generally is currently in the lower half of my ranking, because that just shows how great a quality we've got so far this year. The fact that there are songs I like more than something that really does seem to tick all of the boxes generally. Yeah, I think that's quite impressive, to be honest. And if the worst thing I can say about a song this year is it's a bit average, that's a great year. Okay, moving on to the second national final we had this weekend, which was Spain. We had Blas Canto, who performed two songs, and the winning song was Voy a Quedarme, which means I will stay in English. Rory, you followed this one. How did you think the national final went? How did you enjoy the rather late overrunning and all that fun thing that we dealt with?
Wow. It's the first thing that I can say. Wow. I must say, Spain, there must just be a thing in with the Mediterraneans, is that their decisions to just let things happen has just caused so many overruns in this course of Eurovision history. For example, Festivali Cungus, Sanremo, God knows however many national selections. Spain is not an exception of that. Sorry?
Can I just say Festival de Canción actually finished early.
Wow.
Like,
to be fair, Portugal is on the Atlantic coast, so I guess we can excuse it. But yeah, honestly, for a two-song national final, it overran by nearly an hour. And I was very surprised. and I just wanted to get to sleep. I had been live tweeting for 6 hours. I was so tired. Oh, anyway. But yes, I am not the biggest fan of Voy a Quedarme. My favorite was Memoria. But the staging for Voy a Quedarme was so impactful and it was so strong. Honestly, I can see why it won. It was a fairly close margin as well, actually. I think it was 58 to 42, so somewhat Brexity. But yeah, I don't know how well it will do. I think out of the sort of automatic finalists, it's more so in the lower half so far, but we will see, honestly. I mean, I'm hoping that he'll kind of elevate it in the staging, but we'll see.
I am just about to really disagree with Rory. I think this is the best song out of the big five that we've had so far.
Honestly, I mean, it wouldn't be a normal Eurovision podcast without us disagreeing on something. So
I absolutely adore this song. And typically I don't go for like the big ballads, but I really, really like this one. I've listened to it so many times on Spotify. It's already like my 9th most streamed song of the year. And it's just one of those songs I just really, really like. And I just hope the jury will take into account his live vocals when they are judging this, and that Spain do not come in the bottom five again, because it doesn't deserve to. Like, I've seen it on like the Eurovision scoreboard. It's like second to last. It's like, why is this song so low? It's so good. Stop underrating Spain, because it is amazing.
Yeah, I feel like I probably fall somewhere in the middle of the two of you. I think I certainly did prefer Memoria, and I think it had a bit more impact on first list. I think what makes Voy a Quedarme good is the lyrics and the live vocals and the meaning and the story behind the song. And I think for Spain to do really well, they've got to translate that to good staging. And I haven't seen the staging that they did for Destino Eurovision. I've just listened to the studio version so far. And I think to really make it stand out, they are really going to have to think about the staging, because to be honest, Spain's history with staging in the last few years has not been especially good. I think it's a lovely song. I think it's a very beautiful song, but it really needs a lot of thought to make it have that impact on the first go. But hopefully the juries will love it, and hopefully it will touch the public as well. Okay, and the final national final that we had last weekend was Finland. This was live tweeted by Jazzy, and so I will pass over to her to tell you about that evening.
It was just such a good national final. I loved it so much. Like, from the opening... Oh.
I just realised I didn't actually say who the winner was. The winner was Blind Channel with Dark Side.
I was just about to go into, like, the opening acts. I thought Anita did an amazing job. Like, he was the opening act. He was also in an interval act. So I thought, and he was hosting it as well. So I thought he did incredibly well. And he had a lot of charisma. And I think a lot of people were saying they hope he goes to Eurovision for Finland one day, because he is an amazing performer who performs in Finnish. So that is also a plus. Erika Wickman was back with the opening. Again, brilliant. Dark Side is currently my winner. However, it's having a bit of a tug of war with a song that came out this week, which we will go into later. But yeah, I really like Dark Side. It's right up my street. It's rocky, it's heavy, and I just love it. Like, I hope this does well. I can already see it closing semi-final two, because it just has that kind of like closing impact like it would you'd have in a semi. But yeah, I'm really, really excited, and I hope Finland qualify. Like, please, like, and please let them, not be in the bottom five. Like, please. Like, thank you.
That might be a little bit of an ask, but we who knows? First off, can I just take a moment just to feel sorry for poor Laura, who just got absolutely tanked in every way. Like the jury put her last, the televote put her last, and she was just like, they just cut to her in the middle of the voting, and she was just there like, Thanks. You're really nice. Thank you so much. No, I am not the biggest fan of like kind of heavy metal rock. I mean, when it's done right, it's done amazingly. So I wasn't going in with high expectations. When I first listened to it, I was a bit like, whoa, okay. But since then, I've kind of gotten used to it. It's the kind of song that I would expect Finland to send because Finland is kind of obsessed with heavy metal rock. But I think it has a lot of potential to do fairly well. It easily stands out amongst the rest of what's in its semi. So that's already going for it. Whether or not it will work and we'll get them into the final, we will have to sort of see what else it's sort of competing against. Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to seeing what Finland is going to be delivering, for sure.
I always enjoy a good rock entry. It's not my favourite rock entry of the last few years. I think we've had some slightly stronger ones, but I think the song is a lot of fun. And rock songs tend to usually qualify, even if they don't necessarily do especially well in the final. I think Finland has a great chance of qualifying. I think the song's really fun. I think it definitely stands out. It's something a bit different. And they weren't my favourite to win UMK. Ilta was absolutely my favourite after watching the live performances. But I'm very happy for them. And I do hope that they do well. Okay, so moving on, we've also had two internal selections released this week, the first of which was Cyprus, who released El Diablo by Elena Sangreen. This one certainly seems to have caused a little bit of a stir with people, I think. It's definitely made some waves through the fandom. What do you both think?
I said the song was having a tug of war with Darkside, and it's El Diablo because, like Darkside, El Diablo is also something that is quite up my street. It has that old school Lady Gaga feel, like from maybe her first two albums. And I love Lady Gaga's first two albums. I think that, like, so, like, this is just something that I absolutely adore. And, like, this and Darkside will stay in my top five. So, like, there's no questions. Like, I love them both so much. And yeah, there's a lot of like stuff on like Twitter about the music video being plagiarism, the song being plagiarism. And plagiarism is bad, but I like it so much I don't care. And yeah.
I will say here and now that literally, I cannot hear anything else but Bad Romance, and it's kind of ridiculous to hear it, because when I put one up against the other, they literally, like, it's like that meme from The Office where it's like you show them the two things, it's like they're the same picture, like it's the same thing. I like how Cyprus has kind of taken, like, I think they're trying to kind of go for an evolution of sorts for Fuego. And, you know, obviously they're carrying in like little bits of Spanish and, you know, carrying on from that motif, but kind of making it just different enough to say that it's not a carbon copy, you know, like a reggaeton kind of thing. Like, it's completely different. I'm kind of interested in what it's going to be like when in terms of staging, because I've seen a bit of an uproar about, the dancers in the music video being painted in all black. So there's like a sense of like a blackface kind of debate going on there. But I like the dark vibe of this. And I think at the moment it's currently in my middle ranking. So we'll see. We will see.
It's certainly an interesting evolution. I think evolution is absolutely the right word to use. An evolution of that sort of success formula that Cyprus feels like it's found with that sort of sexy, sultry female pop number. It's not really my thing. Again, it's one of those songs that I feel is incredibly well produced. It's very polished. It just feels a bit soulless, which, given she's given her heart to El Diablo, kind of makes sense. But I just would like a little bit more of her personality, her voice, her style, her meaningfulness to come through. I like a good dance floor banger as much as the next person who occasionally goes to club events but is mostly an introvert and would rather sit inside on the sofa. Like, I'll enjoy a club banger from time to time, but I've seen a lot of people going on about this being a potential winner, and I feel like for me, certainly from about 2014 onwards, there has been such a personal feel to a lot of the winning songs, and to lose that with something like El Diablo would be quite disappointing for me. I would be very happy seeing it do well, but it's not a winner, and I would feel quite let down if we've gone from Rise Like a Phoenix, 1944, Amar Pelos Deutsch, Toy, Arcade, El Diablo. It doesn't work for me. And so we've had another very, very different internal entry also released this week, and it's been Germany. So we've had our third entry from the Big Five out, and it is Jendrik Sigvart with I Don't Feel Hate. How do we feel about this song?
I like it a lot more than most people do. I've seen a lot of criticism for this song on social media, and I feel, unlike the other songs that we talked about where it's objectively a good song, objectively this probably is a bad song. However, it's so fun. It's so enjoyable. And he's just having the time of his life. And I actually think Televoters may go for this a little bit. And it just has such a sense of fun. I guess saying it's objectively a bad song is a little bit cruel. But it's just, I don't know how else to say it. Like,
I mean, if you don't want to call it a bad song, then I'll call it a bad song. no, it's not a bad song. It's just for it's not for Eurovision. It's not. My first listen, I think we all had a little listen to the snippet when it had leaked a couple of days ago, and the first thing that I heard was just like just cringe. That was the first reaction that I had. Don't get me wrong, I think, you know, Jendrik is a fantastic performer. He does an amazing job. He sells the song perfectly, which, you know, for someone who really does not give a shit, I mean, look how well it's worked out for him, you know. This is just not for me. I think it just treads the line between sort of fun and funky and joke, and I don't want that, because I look at the if we had a song like this coming from the UK, everyone would say that it would be sort of like a similar joke entry, that, you know, like, oh, they just do not care. And it's kind of it's such a shame, because I loved Violent Thing last year, and then to go from Violent Thing down to I Don't Feel Hate, it's just like I'm not angry, Germany. I'm just disappointed.
It's interesting you say about it coming from the UK, because I think the biggest comparison I've seen between this song and any other song is Electro Velvet. And I've seen a lot of people compare this to Electro Velvet. And okay, I never said I had good taste. I quite like Electro Velvet. I also quite like this. I think it just feels exciting. It makes me smile. It makes me happy. I am 100% behind the fact that probably objectively it is not as well produced, as well performed, as well polished a song as a lot of the other entries we've got. El Diablo being one of them, Fallen Angel being one of them, Set Me Free being another one of them. I admit that as a song, it's probably not as good as those. However, it just gives me something that I think the others don't give me. It makes me feel something. It makes me feel something more than, huh, this is a nice song. Okay, now I'm moving on with my life. Like, I listen to that song and I feel happy, and that happy feeling lasts. And I don't necessarily expect it to do well. I'm also 100% behind the fact that I have no taste whatsoever. However, it just makes me happy. And sometimes that's all I can ask for some for a song.
I was just going to say, when Rosie said it has like something that a lot of the other songs don't have, and the first thing that I came to my mind was heart. Like, you can see that Yendrix put his heart into this, and I love that. And I think Yendrix will elevate this live. I've seen a lot of people saying it's going to come last. I don't think it will.
We still haven't heard the UK's entry yet.
Have faith.
Keep the faith. Awesome. So those are the entries we have had released this week. We've also had some updates to some of our currently ongoing national finals, first of which is, of course, Melody Festivalen. Last week was semi-final 3, and we ended up with Charlotte Pirelli and Tuse going direct to final, and Clara Hammerström and Alvaro Estrella going to Andra Hansson. This weekend, we have 7 more acts coming up. Probably the 2 biggest names are Erik Söder, who was the entrant in 2011 with Popular, and The Mummers, who were Jon Lundvik's backing vocalists and also the winners of Melody Festivalen last year with Move, though unfortunately, obviously didn't actually get to perform in Rotterdam last year. How do you feel about the results from last weekend, and who are you excited about this weekend?
I feel like for me, I really like Tuse's voices, and I definitely think he has potential to win Melody Festivalen completely. And that, like, I think it's up there with Little Tot, and I think it'll be a close competition. However, I personally prefer the Andra Hansson songs to the direct to finale songs, and it's just, I feel that's just simply down to taste. I don't think there's ever as many songs in Melfest that are objectively not good. Like, objectively, like, most of the Melfest songs are good, well-produced songs. It's just simply down to taste. I think Beat of Broken Hearts by Clara is absolutely amazing, and I've listen to it a lot on Spotify. And then today, I kind of like with Alvaro Estrella's Bella Bella, it's grown on me. And like, I feel like this has happened with him a lot in Melody Festivalen, where he's gone to AC and then he's gone to the final. So from AC. And that's fine. Like, some songs are growers, and it just seems like he's one of those artists where his songs are more growers than it have immediate effect. That I guess these songs, type of songs, will not win Melody Festival, but they can still get him a decent result. Because we've seen songs that have gone to Andra Hansson come, say, 3rd, 4th. So it's not like saying, oh, he's gone to Andra Hansson, he's going to come like bottom 4 in the final if he makes it, because that's definitely not guaranteed to be the case.
Yeah. From semi-final 2-3, should I say? From semi-final 3, I was not surprised that Tuse ended up going direct to final. I think that performance was fantastic. I'm kind of surprised that Charlotte Pirelli managed to make it through to the final, given the fact that, you know, we are in the year 2021. We're not in 2005 anymore. And maybe, I don't know, we could have had maybe Clara come in instead. I feel like Clara would have been a lot more sort of modern, perhaps. Yeah, I'm kind of not surprised, though, that, like, they were the 4 strongest songs in the semifinals, so I'm kind of glad that they've managed to make it in. For semifinal 4, to me, it really is between The Mamas and Erik Söder to go through to direct till finale. Obviously, it probably might even be both of them. Out of the others, though, I'm not necessarily too won over by any of the other songs that are in the national selection. I think Erik Söder's is pretty, like, interesting. It's very different from anything I think he's ever done. Way better than Popular. Happy to say that. And the the mamas are just delivering quality yet again. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing, to watching this semi-final and seeing how it is going to play out.
Honestly, the mamas have my heart, soul, body, mind, everything I could possibly give them. I sold my soul to the mamas. Cyprus, you can take that for next year if you want a songwriter that's not Laurel Barker.
No, not Laurel Barker, please, no.
Yeah, get me instead. But yeah, I'll just write an anthem about how much I adore the mamas. Certainly the clips that we've had, very much on the same page as Rory. The mamas and Eric are by far the two strongest in this semi, but honestly I do feel like this semi is so much stronger than all of the other ones so far. Like, I actually paid attention when I was watching the clips come out, which is the first time I've properly done that. But it will be very interesting to see. I'm very excited to see the staging for Eric's song, particularly. From what we've seen coming out about that, there's going to be some people being dragged across the floor and stuff. So someone was clearly inspired by Hatari. But yeah, I'm quite excited to see this weekend. And it's the first time I've actually been excited for a Melfest semi. So yay.
I'm really, really excited to like get to a live tweet this weekend for Melfest. Like, and it's really the only like because it only really there's only really Portugal and Sweden that you can just concentrate on both this week. Obviously there's EMA, but it is more of an internal selection, with the song being revealed at the end of like a documentary type thing, because it's like the history of EMA. So really there's only two big national finals this week, and they don't clash. So it feels like a break from last week.
Hallelujah. Well, moving on from that, I'm going to use that as a convenient segue to move on to the one of the other national finals we had last weekend, which was Festival de Canção. We had 10 performances last weekend, and 5 of these qualified to the final, which were The Black Mamba with Love Is On My Side, Valeria with Na Mais Profunda Saudade, Fabian Mala with Dia Lindo, Caretus and Romeo Byros with Saudade, and Sara Alfonso with Contramau. How do you feel about these?
Valeria and Romeo and Caretus were absolutely my favourites. Sauda would be one of my, probably be my favourite Portuguese entry if it won Festival de Canção. I absolutely adore it. Unfortunately, I was live tweeting it, but I'd been live tweeting for hours prior because I've done the UMK. So unfortunately, when I was live tweeting Portugal this week, I was very tired, and it was more keeping up with the live tweets than following the show, because multitasking had kind of gone out the window at that point. It was 11 o'clock at night and I was tired, and I wanted to make sure that the tweets were getting updated efficiently, more than like having chance to really listen to the songs, because it's like I need to stay awake. But when the national final decides that halfway through it's going to have an hour's worth of talking and not a note is going to be sang, when I'm already tired, is not,
you're just preparing you for San Remo.
Yeah,
allora.
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 God damn it, allora.
Allora.
Allora. Allora.
I am so happy to see Contramau make it. Contramau was kind of a bit of a sleeper hit for me when I first listened to Festival de Canção songs. But since I've really just grown to love it, I'm so thankful that it made it through. I'm really sad to see Girasol not make it through. I think that would have been such an amazing sort of song to have either in Eurovision or even just in Festival de Canção like final. But I'm still happy to see one of my favorites make it in. The rest were kind of deliberate, like not deliberate, like you could see them from a mile away. I'm quite surprised to see the Black Mamba make it through, because that thing, that'll be the first time that an English-only song has made it into the final of Festival de Cansao in a long time. But yes, I am really looking forward to next week's, or tonight's, should I say, tonight's semi-final two, Dacik and Carolina de Schlandisch. Please, I vote for them, please. I really need them to get through because, ugh. Anyway, enough about me.
Yeah, for me, I feel like I'm very much on the same page as Rory with Girasol being lost. That night that was the absolute final nail in the coffin. I was like, we've just lost Monument. We've just lost Kelema Soitan. And now we've lost Girasol. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to bed now. And I was in a proper mood, but I'm delighted that Saudade made it through. And I'm very, very happy that Contramau also made it through. And I'm looking forward to this weekend. Joanna Domar, I'm very excited for. And I think there's going to be some really great performances. I think Portugal's got some really interesting songs. And also going back, and when I was watching the performances to sort of catch up after last weekend's show, there was some really lovely staging going on. There were some really beautiful performances, and every single artist absolutely brought it live. So I'm really excited to see how they do this weekend as well. And we have one more heat for national finals last weekend, and that was the second heat of ESD Lel. We had 12 acts perform, and out of the acts that made it to the final, we had Kadri Vorand with Energy, Uku Suvista with The Lucky One, Yuri Putzman with Magus Melancholia, and Sured Tudrukud with Heaven's Not That Far Tonight. They were the four that made it through on the split jury and televotes. And then just on the televote, we had Sisi with Time and Redel with Tartu. How do you feel about the ESD Lel final lineup after this?
Okay, so I covered ESD Lel for Saturday. And my God, I loved it. I love watching ESD Lel. I love it. It's so much fun. And every year they always find new ways to reinvent themselves, and it's fantastic. I am incredibly shocked at these results. I would not have expected Kadri Voran to go through. I think most people had kind of written her off in the semifinals, and not to mention as well, you know, we've also lost Grammar Fun and Haliza, two big hitters in the actual selection. And wow, honestly, I mean, Estonia really is unpredictable, it seems. I'm really glad to see that Sisi had made it through, and Tartu, because they were my two favorites, with the exception of Haliza, that were going to be in the semifinal. And also just happy to see that the anti-vax, anti-trans song also didn't make it. And I'm not going to say the name because they don't deserve the airtime.
Yeah, I am just so happy to know that that group did not make it. There was a moment during the qualifiers where I thought it's going to make it, but luckily the Estonian public had more sense than the juries. Thank God. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with some of the qualifiers. I actually quite like Uku's song this year. And I have spent the most part of 2020 just hating on this man. And now I'm eating humble pie because I quite like The Lucky One. I don't think he's going to win the national selection. I don't, because I don't think the juries will let him get to the super final, which will be interesting. I think like Koit or Yuri will win the national final over Uku, which I think will go down a lot better with the fandom. I'm really sad that Haliza and Grammar Fun did not make it. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm also very much on the same page in terms of Hiliza and Gramophone, though admittedly watching Gramophone's live performance, it wasn't great. So I'm not surprised they didn't get through, which is a shame because I have been listening to the song a lot. And I think the studio version is definitely my favorite from ESDL this year. I think it's quite an open final. I don't think there's sort of one person particularly sort of miles ahead of all the others. And I think that should be quite exciting to watch. Also very happy that Kadri Vorand made it through. I think Tartu is a particularly interesting one for me, in that it's one of those songs where I don't especially take to it right now, but I can almost certainly guarantee it's going to grow on me if it is the final entry. So we'll see what happens with that. And the final is taking place next weekend on the 6th of March. As for the last bits of news today, we've sort of just got lots of little bits of information. First of which is we are recording this on Thursday night, and by the time this podcast is released, we will have Ireland's entry, which is Leslie Roy with Maps. That is being released on Friday. So tune in next week to hear what we think about it. And if you would like to hear our first reactions, take a look at our website, thateurovisionpodcast.com. As well as that, we've also got some dates and some titles from other countries. So on the 4th of March, we are going to get Natalia Gordienko's song Sugar from Moldova, as well as Django McCroy's song from the Netherlands, which we don't have a title for yet. On the 10th, we will get Stefania's Last Dance. On the 13th, we will get Daffy Freya's 10 Years, which is seemingly based around his relationship with his wife, Arni, which sounds fucking adorable. And we've also got a song from Serbia, a song title from Serbia, which is Loco Loco. Another song you may have realized we are not covering this week is San Marino, because on the day when it was supposed to be released, Senhit was in the studio recording songs. So that is now going to be released on the 8th of March. And this weekend, we will find out the songs from Slovenia. And we will also have the second semi-final of Festival de Cansao and the fourth heat of Melody Festivalen. Does anyone have anything they want to say on that? Or is that the news?
Like, thank God we only have really two main shows and they don't clash.
Honestly, I don't think my brain could take it anymore. Like
Portugal and Sweden, thank you. Thank you so much for not letting your shows clash.
Yeah, honestly, I'm very glad to see Slovenia and Portugal just taking it as they want. It's fine. You go for it and everything. Oh, I love it, honestly. I'm also just looking forward to seeing what all of the national sort of selections will be going on with, not to mention also the internal selections as well, because it's coming up to March now. And so we are going to be getting like absolutely rained on with songs soon. So I guess we need to take this sort of little lull as, you know, take it, I don't know, just like hold it so precious. It's like, we need it. We need this break before we just comes to nothing but like song after song after song. And we're like, help us. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what's happening. And, you know, I've already given my opinions for this week's national selections. So we'll see.
We just need to make sure that we get enough sleep now to deal with San Remo.
Oh, God, here we go. Not San
Remo. Allora!
Oh, Allora.
At least none of you are doing two nights in a row. Like, moi.
That is true. I mean,
you volunteered for it, Jazzy.
It's because they're the only 2 days I'm available.
Anyway, that's the news, everyone.
So, and with that, that brings yet another end to an episode of That Eurovision Podcast. But before we go, we've got a very exciting announcement for you. And that is, from Monday, the 1st of March, we will be posting in a new That Eurovision Podcast thing. And that is mostly because we are changing a little bit. We're having a little bit of a rebrand. So That Eurovision Podcast will stay the same. No problems about that. But the site that we usually post our articles on will be changing, and we will now be called That Eurovision Site. So please do follow us on there, because, you know, we need as many of you who are listening as possible to move over. It would be really, really helpful, and we'd thank you so much in love and Maruv leg kicks. Just do what we have to do, you know. But we are so ready to be giving you so much new content. We are so ready. I can tell you, we've been working on this for a couple of weeks now. And I think I can speak for everyone when I say, like, it's so good, honestly. Like the new site is going to be amazing. Honestly.
I'm so excited.
I'm so hoping that you guys will love it. But yes, in the meantime, this does take us to the end of this episode of That Eurovision Podcast. And do we have any sort of final points just before we wrap things up?
You've just traumatized me talking about Maruv leg kicks, because I pulled my hamstring last night trying to sexy dance to Drunk Groove.
Well, I guess
we have an aesthetic, okay?
No, that's fantastic. Honestly, you do you, hun. No. But yes, in the meantime, please do continue to follow us on all of our social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at That Euro Podcast. And we are also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our YouTube channel as well. So please subscribe, follow, like, do whatever you got to do so you always get notified for whenever a new episode comes out. And yeah, honestly, yes, we will be live tweeting again tonight for our national selections. Who will be doing Festival de Cansao?
Is that me?
Yes, I'm doing Belfast.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Cool, I'm doing Festival de Cansao then.
Woo! And who's doing Melody Festival?
Me, I've just mentioned it to try and like jog Rosie's memory.
And I will be covering EMA in Slovenia. So don't worry, we will be keeping you like posted throughout the night with everything that's going on. But yes, that pretty much covers it. So shall we all say goodbye?
Bye. Bye.